Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you and joined once again by Angela Robinson. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. Good Monday morning, good Easter Monday week. Morning. I picked out this topic last week for obvious reasons, okay? We kind of did a few things last week as a country, and I'm sure it has some people on pins and needles, and you know, we've got a lot going on. I actually was on the way over here this morning. I thought, holy smokes, but some Russian advisor is tuning his country up for us basically starting World War III. And I thought, oh my Lord, here we go, you know, but that's uncertainty, right? And we've got to realize that uncertainty is always there, no matter what. It doesn't matter if we're talking about this year. It doesn't matter if we're talking about our economy last 6 months. It doesn't matter what it is. In fact, if you look back over the last 100 years, okay, we've gone through 2 world wars, right? Countless other world wars that we've had. Terrorist attacks, a Cold War, wars over civil rights, not only in our country, but in Europe. The Great Depression, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Unbelievable inflation and unbelievable interest rates. We all remember that in the 80s. Extreme tax rates, and the list goes on, right? In fact, I always found it amazing. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm real in tune. I love history, and so I read a lot, watch a lot of movies that are history-oriented. And it's always amazing to me that women, in particularly, wore dresses for thousands of years until we got to the 20th century. And in one century, we went from Titanic attire, first class Titanic attire, to Daisy Dukes, right? In less than a century, like 50 years is what it took to get there. So, you know, it's just amazing how much can happen. And we often get so in the midst of what is going on right now out of fear and out of what we see that we forget to realize that we've been in a lot worse places in the past.
Oh, yes,
and
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at the Bible, right? We're here we are in Easter week, and look at Jesus's walk, and look what he had to endure on with crucifixion. And if you think we're anywhere close to that today, you know, in our country,
right,
you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You know, and I mean, there are a lot of countries out there that inflict that kind of pain today on people and get, you know, that's Syria. How they execute people. Yes. And it's horrible. Right. But isn't that why we did what we did last week?
Exactly.
Right. So, whether you like it or not, but I do think it's important for us to just kind of take a big picture and look back and think about it, because, we hear that word uncertainty thrown around a lot. In fact, I think it's the news media's favorite word to use. I'm pretty sure. I would love to find a statistic that actually showed how many times uncertainty is used on a daily basis in the news.
I bet
it's every day. I bet there is not a
multiple
day.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah, I bet it's not a day that goes by that the word isn't used. So we've got a Twitter poll for you today. KFS Life Planning, tweet us. Do you worry about the future of our economy? An economy can be driven by a lot of things, right? If we're talking war, if we're talking finances, you know, nothing's getting done up on Capitol Hill. So there's a lot of questioning there, right? And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on the show today and talking about what you need to do for your own future in the midst of all of this. You don't want to miss it on Life Planning 101.
We'll be back right after this. And Life Planning 101 continues on KETX KWBY. Angela?
Yes. And we're talking about the wonderful world of our economy and what's going on. Oh my gosh, just take your pick, right?
Lots
going on. So, and there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, we talked about Capitol Hill. We talked about what just happened last week with everything over in Syria. And, you know, we haven't mentioned that the market's been hitting all-time highs. And that's often, believe it or not, a cause for concern with a lot of people. And so, you know, what I thought might be good is just let's go back in history. Let's look at some different times that, believe it or not, we've repeated this before. We've been there before, so to speak. In 1946, the market, the Dow, topped 200. It's over 20,000 today. So, but that was, you know, a reason. It was a market high during that time. The year afterwards was when the Cold War began. But in 1954, a short 8 years later, the Dow topped 300, a market high again. So it was up 50%, you know, right, from that, you know, yeah, over that 8 years, right? But here in between, this is what's important for us to remember, right? No matter what happens, because the Cold War began in 1947. See if any of this sounds a little familiar. 1948, there was a Berlin blockade. 1949, Russia explodes an atomic bomb. 1950, there was the Korean War. 1951, excess profits tax. 1952, U.S. seizes steel mills. In 1953, Russia explodes the H-bomb. So think about where we're at today and think of all that's going on. And then, you know, everybody always panics because if we break out in war, what does that mean for your money? Well, over those 8 years, it didn't mean anything bad for your money, right, did you? As long as you stayed focused and stayed in the game. You know, let's fast forward in history. Let's look at 1982. It was considered the worst recession in 40 years in 1982. In 1983, the year following, the market hit a new all-time high. Right? 1984, record federal deficits. Ooh, sound familiar?
Yes.
Anybody, right? 1985, the economic growth slows, but guess what? In 1986, the Dow hit near 2,000.
1986.
That's right. So all that crazy stuff happens, and again, what happens to the market? It keeps climbing, right? Let's look something more recent. 1992, we had a global recession. 1993, there was healthcare reform. Sounding familiar, anyone? 1994, Fed raises interest rates 6 times during that year. Are we getting closer? And guess what? 95, the Dow topped 5,000. Right? It was up 150% in 10 years. That's in 1995. Crazy. 1996, it topped 6,000. It was up 200% in those 11 years. Think about that. That's crazy. And then think about, and more importantly, that was 1996. Here we are in 2017, and the Dow is over 20,000 today.
That is really crazy.
That is really crazy, isn't it? But haven't we had a lot happen in between there that's called uncertainty, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. And the fact is that uncertainty is always going to be present. And we can't rein it in whatsoever. The only thing that you can rein in is the uncertainty of your emotions. And we've all got those, right? Because do we get fearful when this stuff happens? Yes, we do. I mean, I was on the way over here today, and I can't tell you when I was hearing them talk World War III, that, yes, it hit a place in my heart and my soul. And yeah, that could be really scary. I mean, all we do is pray that we don't have to go through something like that. Absolutely, right?
Yes.
And but the fact is that if we do, what plan do we have in place to be able to protect ourselves, right? So we just talked about those last 30 years and everything that's happened between, you know, 1996 and now. There's been our 1986 and now. We've actually, Kennedy Financial Services has been around for almost 30 years today. Okay, so we've lived through these experiences. And what has actually taught us to be comfortable is our disciplines. Because with our disciplines, when they're staying in place, everything works out great. It's when we get off the beaten path and we think we can beat the market, we think we can beat greed or beat fear, or we have too much greed or we have too much fear and we let our emotions get control of us, that's when things begin to fall apart. And a lot of people say, well, I'm retired now. The market's at an all-time high. I can't afford to take that risk. Well, here's my question for you. If today's the first day of the rest of your life, how long is that going to be?
Uncertain.
Right. If it's 30 more years, think back to what we just now talked about, the Dow, where it was 30 years ago, near 2,000. And where is it today? Over 20,000. If you're fearful for 30 years, what could happen? What about 20 years? 20 years ago, the Dow was at 6,000. Where is it at today?
Over 20.
Over 20,000, right? Can you afford to be fearful?
No,
you can't. You absolutely cannot. And at the end of the day, a lot of people say, well, the market's just gambling. That's all it is. There's nothing to it. Well, you know, here's the one thing I want you to remember is, and we've talked about this on the show a lot, is what you're actually investing in when you invest in the stock market. You're investing in you know, things you use every day, things that we all use every day. You know, when you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth, do you use homemade toothpaste or do you use Colgate? You know, when you use that toothbrush, did you make your toothbrush or did you go buy a toothbrush, right? And, you know, the truth of the matter is the world is growing. And actually, the middle class is growing worldwide. So how many more people are going to be buying toothbrushes and toothpaste in 10 years from today than they are today?
A bunch.
A bunch more, right? So if you believe that, if you truly believe that our economy is getting better, and it is, the statistics are out there, just go look them up. You can see since the 80s, the poverty levels in our world have come down tremendously. And if that continues to happen, that means that these markets will continue to grow because there are companies full of things that we're using every single day. So John Wooden, I love this. He had a quote. And John Wooden was, of course, the 10-time NCAA national basketball champion coach. And he said, "Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do." How many times do we let our emotions get the best of us?
A lot.
A lot. A lot. Too often, right? And we do it because we let those things that we can't control come into what we can control and take control. Right? Yes, control us. So instead, get yourself a plan in place. That's why we do so much stress testing. This last year, we spent a lot of time with each of our clients going through stress tests in their portfolios to see exactly where they are at if one of these major events happens again and show them the downturn and say, can you stomach that? Because that's what's important. So having that plan in place so you can stay disciplined and work through it is extremely important. When we come back, we've got our very own CFA, Aaron Kennedy, in-house. He's going to give us a market update on where we're at today. And I have a feeling you're not going to want to miss it.
Don't want to miss it. We'll be back right after this on KETX KWBY. Life Planning 101 continues here on KETX KWBY, and as promised, Angela has a special guest.
Yes, a very special guest. Aaron Kennedy, our very own CFA here at Kennedy Financial Services, is here to give us, we've been talking about the economy as a whole, talking about really the big picture of the markets, but here he is to dive down, and I know specifics. Everybody's going to want to know. Here we are. We're kind of a rough month this last month after hitting some all-time highs.
Good morning, everybody. It has been a rough month, and you know, things have stalled out. Volatility's come back a little bit. Things aren't really moving. Everything that really worked during the election period is not working now, and everything that didn't work is working great right now. You know, and I think it brings us to a point. It's the duality of the market. You know, if you're going to buy something, there's always a seller. And if you're going to sell something, there's always a buyer. And that's a very humbling experience. You know, no matter how good your idea is, if you wanted to buy a stock because you think it's going to triple in value, guess what? Somebody doesn't believe that, and they're going to sell it to you. You know?
And it's only worth as much as what you can get somebody to pay you for.
That's right. And guess what? If you get scared and sell out of the market, guess what? Someone's going to buy it from you.
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah. Someone's always there saying, "You're an idiot. I'll take that trade." You know? And that's a very humbling experience.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good way to put this whole thing in perspective. Is just ask yourself, what am I being an idiot about? Or
yes,
am I?
Yes. And, you know, there's two things that we can always guarantee in the market. You know, it's going to go up and it's going to go down.
Right.
And the one thing to remember is it goes up more than it goes down.
Historically, well, Angela just proved that with all these numbers that she threw out here over a short period of time, going from 5, 6 to 20,000.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Goes up over time. So I kind of wanted to go over today some reasons to be out of the market and some reasons to be in the market.
Okay.
So right now, the main reason to be out of the market is price. We're overpriced. You know, we're getting into those levels of 2006 and 1999. You know, things are expensive. Not quite as expensive as 1999, but we're above average, and that scares people. Another thing is things that have been around since the beginning of man. We've got, I know Angela was talking about it earlier, political risk. Is Trump going to get everything done that he wants to get done? What's going to happen in Syria? What about those people in North Korea? How's China going to take it? You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Interest rates. But, like Angela said, we've gone through it, and the sun always rises in the morning, and things get better. So if those are some of the things that are going to keep us from investing, let's just look at some things that are. Do you know right now, earnings are coming out, and they're expected to increase by 8.9%
wow.
year over year for the first quarter. That's huge.
It's massive.
And guess what? It's always on the low side. So usually the average pop is another 4% or so on top of that. So we could get double-digit earnings growth for the first quarter.
That's impressive.
Double-digit.
Haven't seen that in a long time.
No, forever. Hmm. You know, that's great. Guess what? Our leading economic indicators, they're at a 10-year high. They haven't been this high since 2006.
Wow.
So these leading indicators are things that you can look at, and it's the best way that we have to predict whether the economy is on an upswing or a downswing. We're on a 10-year high. That might warrant some elevated stock prices. What about employment? 4.5%. Well, not really.
I was about to say, is that real?
You know, if we look at the U3, you know, and that takes people, you know, if you are a nuclear scientist flipping patties at a burger joint, you know, you're fully employed. Not really, you know. So if you take that into effect, you know, we're upwards almost 9%. If you've given up work over a 3-year period, they quit looking at you. So that gives us at 17% unemployment. You know, that's a lot of slack. We got a lot of room to go. You know, that's good for the market. People that have jobs spend more money. That might warrant some elevated prices in the stock market. It might be a good time to get in. It may not be a bad time to miss out on what's going on. What about Trump? What if we can get our taxes right? You know, what if we weren't the most taxed country in the world?
Right.
You know, that's going to add several percentage points to GDP. More growth, more spending, more stock market. You know, that's good things. What about infrastructure? What kind of jobs do infrastructure plays employ? Number one, you got the high-end engineers, and then you got the people that are actually doing the work. Those are good jobs. You know, that might be some reasons that the stock market's so high. So there will always be a reason to sell, and there will always be a reason to buy. But we have to remember that the market goes up more than it goes down, and it's a wonderful thing, and it might not be a bad time to get invested. Some other things, if you look around the entire world, Europe's not deflating anymore.
Right.
Wow.
Great thing.
That's wonderful.
You know, if you wanted to do value plays, so if you wanted to look at places to put your money that are extremely cheap with a good chance of it going up, play in Europe. That value is not here in the U.S., or the value's here, but the price is not. But if you wanted to be a true value investor, go over to Europe. There's some great places. There are elections. You know, there was big fears of the people over there that were looked at being elected. Those fears are dissipating right now. So leads to a better place to invest, a better place to put your money. And, you know, if we take the 1,000-foot view and just take one little piece out, price, the market doesn't look very bad at all.
Right.
We look like we're in a prime place for some growth. And throughout history, Angela already pointed that out, we've been at highs before.
Yeah, where are we going to be in 20 more years?
Yeah, specifically, we've gone over that high over 20,000 times. Shouldn't it be anything new?
Yeah. No, it shouldn't.
This is old hat.
It'll never hit 20,000.
Yeah, that's yeah, right.
It'll never do
that's
it.
That's right. That's
but it did.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, keep a level head, stay diversified, get your risk right, and, you know, enjoy the market and everything that it can bring. You know,
right.
Great information.
Great information from the ultimate bear, as we call him in our office. We love it.
Half of it was bear. I was fair to the bear.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Aaron. Really appreciate all the value you bring to our listeners. I know they enjoyed every week. I don't know. At the end of the show, I'm feeling a little patriotic. I am a patriot. I'm glad to be here in the United States of America. Proud to be an American. Proud to be able to do this show every week and to be able to have these issues to talk about. Aren't we blessed? On this Easter week, God bless all of our listeners. May Jesus Christ be in your hearts, and take care. Have a good week. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas.
Great show.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.